Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. We are now considering Psalm 120, a song of degrees, Shir HaMa'alot. This psalm speaks of the experience of Judah in the period of exile, and is also pertinent to the present-day state of Israel, in which the majority of the population are descendants from the tribe of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, and some of the other tribes, but in biblical terms they are all referred to as Judah, and they, until recently, were in exile and experienced terrible things at the hands of their hosts, at the hands of the Christian Eastern Europeans, at the hands of the Muslims, who persecuted them and told lies about them and told filthy things about them. And anti-Semites are still now this very day telling us filthy, evil things about the Jewish people. And identity people are saying bad things about the Jewish people, and so are anti-Semites, and so are conspiracy people. They are all saying filthy lies about the Jewish people, and these things are pertinent to themselves. So they tell lies, they say things about the Jews that are pertinent to them, that they themselves are guilty of. And this psalm is giving expression to this experience, to this reality. As it begins, "In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me." David is saying he cried unto God, and God answered him. The word translated as "he heard me" is Yanani. He answered me. God answered me. God will help us. God will save us from these lies, from this persecution. God will rescue the state of Israel, and God will rescue the Jewish people, and God will rescue all those who believe in the Almighty God of Israel. Called unto God, and God heard him. We call unto God, and God will hear us. God will rescue us. He says, "Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue." People are telling lies about us. They're telling lies about the Jewish people. They're telling lies about the state of Israel. They're telling lies about God-fearers, about those who believe in the Bible. They're telling lies about us personally. We will be delivered from them. We ask God to deliver our soul. In Hebrew, the word translated as "my soul" is nafshi, from the word nefesh. Nefesh actually means psyche, mind. Deliver me from the pernicious aspects of this falsehood. Help me not to be affected by it, not to be affected by lies that people tell about me. Let me not be psychologically affected by it, and let me not be adversely influenced. And also, in the same time, we also don't want to tell lies ourselves. We ask God to deliver us from the trap of getting into a web of falsehood, of telling untruths, or being caught up with people who tell untruths. We all know that the type of person, sometimes very good, otherwise very good people, have something about them that are just pathological lies, liars, and we don't want anything to do with them. We don't want to, at least don't want to get caught up in the web of deceit that they weave around them. That is what we want to keep out of them. We ask God to keep us out of it and not to get caught up in it ourselves, not to start telling lies or even subconsciously exaggerations or half-truths or whatever. We ask the Almighty to help us get out of it and stay away from it and keep us on the straight path, and it is not easy, and we all can use divine help in that direction. So this is what we are asking in this time. We are asking to God to protect us from lies and not let us get involved in lying. Go over. And he says, he is relating from this psalm, the main theme of this psalm is relating to the Jewish people who are being told, having lies told about them. And he is saying, and also all good people often have lies told about them. So it's one and the same principle, and he is praying to God to help us, to rescue us from these lies, from this falsehood. And he continues, "What shall be given unto thee, what shall be done unto thee, you false tongue?" So those who tell lies, what punishment do they deserve, and what are they going to gain out of it? Sooner or later the lies are going to be exposed. Those who want to know the truth will know the truth. What do they get out of telling lies about other people? You hurt them, yes, but in the end you hurt yourself. You hurt them, you do evil, but it will be seen what you are doing. And what benefit are you going to get out of it in the long run? Don't do it. Don't tell lies. Don't tell things which are not true. And what punishment is worthy for such people who tell untruths, who spread falsehood? What punishment do they deserve? As it continues in the next verse, "Sharp arrows of the mighty, but coals of juniper." That's what it says in the English translation. They deserve to be shot through with sharp arrows and tortured. with heated embers of a slow-burning rotum tree. Rotum tree is apparently juniper, which is a kind of evergreen, a member of the cypress family. And these evergreen trees, we all know that they are slow to burn, slow to light when you try and burn them, but when they catch light, they do burn, and they take a long time dying out. The embers, the flame, they keep a hot coal for a long time. They sustain their fire. So anyone who tells lies or tells falsehoods about other people, who slanders other people, who slurs other people, they deserve to be tortured in that way with his hot embers. That's what the psalmist is saying. And then he goes on, he says, woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. So here is reflecting the Jewish experience. Meshech was one of the sons of Japheth, one of the European peoples. Meshech gave his name to Moscow. Meshech was especially strong in amongst the Eastern European peoples. And here he's using as a representative of the European peoples in general, amongst whom the Jews dwelt. And especially, this is especially pertinent because amongst this section of the people, amongst the Russians, a lot of lies were told about the Jews. A lot of the false slanders and slurs and filthy untruths that have been spread about the Jewish people originated in Russia. The Protocols of the Children of Zion, which is a forgery, which is a forgery, and as this document is presents the Jews as if they are trying to take over the world, and the Russians forged it, the Russian Secret Service forged it, and they spread it all over the world, and then anti-Semites still use it today, and also Arabs use it today. And he says, Kedar, in the tents of Kedar traditionally, according to Jewish commentators, rabbinical commentators, here represents the Arab people, represents the Muslims, and the Muslims also spread lies about the Jewish people and persecuted the Jewish people. And they were very bad to the Jewish people. And even now, they are the worst enemies of the Jewish people, and they spread lies about the Jewish people. And they helped spread the lies that were invented in Meshech. That the Russians invented, the Protocols of the Children of Zion, which the Russians invented, are now being spread by the Ishmaelites, by the Muslims. And he is saying, and the experience of the Jews was very bad amongst those peoples, and it was very bad, not only because of how they treated us, because of the lies they told about us and still tell about us. And he says, my soul hath dwelt with them that hated peace. We, our soul, and our very soul was with them, dwelling amongst them, and they hated peace. They were against us, they were antagonistic to us, and this affected not only our physical being, our physical existence, it also affected our very psyche, our very neshama. Our very being, our very psychology was affected by this constant antagonism, by this constant untruths that were told about us, this constant attitude of people who want to believe bad about you and will tell lies about you, and no matter what you do and no matter what you say, they will twist it and turn it and pervert it and present it in an untrue way. I am for peace, but when they speak, they are for war. That's what he says. The Jews always wanted peace, always wanted to live in peace with the people around them. They still do. That is, in fact, a weakness of theirs. They always want peace. They're always prepared to give in. They're prepared to be nice, and always to get taken advantage of. That is a problem of the state of Israel, and that is what the psalmist is saying. And he's begging that God should help us, because that is what we are. That is how God made us. We want peace, and all the people around us, all the bad Arabs and the Russians and all the others against us, and they want war for us, and God Almighty, He will protect us, and He is the only friend we have, and He will be come through for us, and He will be with us, and that is what this psalm is saying. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi Brit and Broadcasting Israel.